So it wasn't that different from what you were used to then, in a sense?
The difference was culture. Yes, of course, food.
Yeah.
Of course, the houses as well. Yeah, I came from a very modern house as well, you know, like, yeah. Because modern city, new built houses, everything, you know, like. And here, I think everything was different. The culture, the weather.
Yeah,
the people.
The language here,
language barrier.
Yeah, English was my second language, and I read English from primary school, primary one. However, when I came here, you know, the accent was different. And I missed not having Indian TV, Indian songs, and Indian radio. And the food was different as well. Yeah,
everything was different.
How was it difficult?
I don't
to
speak
adjust.
The language.
It was difficult to adjust.
But
the
time
yeah.
I came, it was summer time, and I came in Fort Rush. It was so busy, so nice, and I used to write a letter to mom. It's very nice place, lot of people here, I enjoy very much. When September came, I said, Mommy, it's like that, you know, in the wedding you invite lot of people. Once the wedding is over, everybody is gone, it's like that in Fort Rush. Nobody there, yeah. That's it.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah.
So was it very difficult to adjust to the food?
Yeah.
No,
we adjusted ourselves.
It wasn't too bad.
Too bad.
Like, you know, we did get Indian food from Belfast. There was Chinese shop, Indian grocers as well in Belfast.
Only thing if we need to ask what the flour is called, then wholemeal flour will make the chapatis for us. So we used to buy wholemeal. That's the way we came to know that we
and
can buy
people,
wholemeal.
Indian ladies especially, they love their chilies. So as long as they call red chilies,
red
chilies.
Yeah,
spices, yeah. We didn't miss the spices and ginger and garlic. But no, it was okay. We did manage all right.
Yeah.
Because everybody was in the same boat, our friends. Whenever I used to see a plane, I used to get very homesick. We were very homesick. I was very homesick at the start.
Oh, we were.
Yeah.
Overall.
Yeah.
How did you manage? How did you cope with the homesickness? Did you just cry a lot? Or
we
did cry
a
lot.
Yes, every night I used to cry. Why did I come?
When I came, there was no phone in the house.
There was no phone.
Because
no, we had the phone.
Me and my husband stayed with his uncle and aunt. And uncle was married to an Irish girl. And that was the difficult thing, you know, like, because going into their house, everything so different, the way was different. And the first morning, I can tell you the story of my first morning, the next morning. My husband went to the shop, he was working with his uncles, and when I got up, my husband's uncle's wife said, you know, like, have a breakfast. And the breakfast was, she laid on the table, it was cereal, cornflakes, which I never have eaten before, and a jug of milk, and she put a couple of toast, she made it, put it in the rack, toast rack, and a dish. Butter dish and knife and fork and all this, which I never used a knife and fork before.
No.
And a toast, we used to make it in a different way. And the cornflakes, and she said to me, you can put your sugar in it, you know, it will not be otherwise sweet. I put a first spoon in my mouth, the tears were running, and I couldn't swallow it because I wasn't expecting my breakfast that way, you know, like, yeah. We used to have a morning, you know, like, we call it chapatis, but they were stuffed,
yeah.
And they were fried, and on the pan, griddled, sort of, you know, like, and so you can imagine, you know, like, and the tea was, you know, like, dipping
Indian
tea. Now we can eat it. I am not ashamed to tell that I didn't like anything.
Yeah. But it must be horrible the first morning.
And I said, I'm going to spend.
If I don't
even
get
here,
breakfast,
yeah.
But what was the lunch like?
Lunch was, I went to, no. The lunch was like that. Another auntie.
Okay.
Uncle and auntie, my husband's other uncle, he was married to an Indian lady. She came from India. They were well established there. My lunch was in their house, Indian dishes. Yeah. Yeah. Chapatis and rice and I still remember, you know, like, yeah. And
food didn't matter to me.
It was very much matter because I never tasted food like that.
Mm-hmm.
No, it was much matter to me, you know, like I didn't like it. It took a long time to get used. And we lived with my husband's uncle and aunt. He was married to Irish for 8 days. And on a ninth day, they said, they were talking in English. They were talking in English that the bed is arrived.
So
and I said to my husband, the bed is arrived. We are sleeping in our own house because it was getting ready.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, you haven't got any table, chairs or anything. I said, doesn't matter as long as the bed is still.
Bed is there.
The carpet was fitted. Bed was there. No sofa, no nothing. We moved on the ninth day.
It was hard days right now. You know, there were problems. Everybody went through problems. A lot of problems as well, but I don't want to start that. Generally, it was
not the problem. I think it was the change in our life, you know, like the style of living.
But I was working in India, then I started working here, so time was
okay for me
to pass the time here.
Even, you know, like when I was expecting my first child, you know, like, and I couldn't speak English, and my husband used to come along with me to the doctor. It came to the certain stages, she said, I would like to see her alone coming to me and explaining. And that was a nightmare. And talking to the neighbors, I used to putting the washing out. I was waiting for them to disappear from the garden, that I can put my washing, and they will not talk to me. But my neighbors were.
Then I worked in library, and I remember one of my colleagues saying to me that when first couple from India, Mrs. Kher or somebody came there, and she was saying they were putting their washing differently, and I used. And it like this. People have a lot of differences.
Even about hanging the washing.
Yeah, even hanging the washing, yes, there you are.